The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
BJ and
Jay. There's a strike that could happen next week. They're saying could bring the entire country to a standstill. Now, I don't think it's going to happen because often they come up with, when something is this major, most of the time it doesn't develop. Like, you know, that whole bartender culinary thing that happened out in Vegas, and they were going to go on strike, and then they, you know, they've reached a deal at the last moment. I think these people will too. But they have these longshoremen, and they are, the people that unload these containers when they come to docks, there's 45,000 that are set to go on strike next week. I think it's on Tuesday of next week, October 1st. And they're saying if it does happen, grocery stores will be empty. Stores will be begging to get product in there, that supply chain will come to a halt. I don't know if this is going to happen, but man, they sure are alarming a lot of people.
A second shutdown this year is looming over the Port of Baltimore.
Mark my words, we'll shut them down October 1st if we don't get the kind of wages we deserve.
In a video released to YouTube by the International Longshoremen's Association, which represents three local organizations operating in the Port of Baltimore, the president and vice president of ILA say a six-year contract between the dock workers union and shipping companies expires at the end of the month. Uh-oh. And if they don't reach an agreement on wages, they'll go on strike.
They need to get really serious about sitting down with us and make it at the table and negotiate a fair and just contract.
It sounds like the mob threat or something,
what,
doesn't it?
What is that,
like,
music?
Music, yeah.
Well, what's that music?
Well, they put
even?
Out a video. They produced a video that they could release.
Oh.
They wanted to be theatrical.
Usually they go on strike and still work.
Yeah, you would think that something that important to our supply chain would not even be allowed. That there'd be a way to, you know, circumvent a strike.
Because I know, like, in Santa Cruz, all the employees in Santa Cruz are going on strike. I just saw that, but they're still going to work. I saw United Airlines is going to go on strike over Christmas, but I guess they're still going to work. You know.
What good's a strike if you're going to work?
Exactly.
I mean, how are you going to get you got to put out videos with music behind it like you're a mob boss.
Right.
You got to come to the table serious, man. You can't be showing up for work with your lunchbox.
I know. No. Well, I think because they don't want to lose their jobs, right? So they're like, but we're still going to work, but we're striking.
Yeah. You might be on strike for a long time if you continue to work.
I agree.
Right?
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.